Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And good morning, everybody. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock in the show, where we talk about political issues of the day, always with the goal that, well, we do that in a way that allows you to change your world. Because it gives you ideas, thoughts, phrases about how you can have persuasive conversations with someone who is in your world, whatever world that is, who is persuadable. And boy, there's lots to talk about today. How about this, folks? What would you say if you found out that this Washington state law we talked about yesterday, if it was actually law that was already in place? Lars picked up on something that I had missed and made it part of his Northwest nonsense. For those of you who heard it, you know what I'm talking about. Folks, the bureaucrats in Washington state are looking to literally extend the definition of who can be detained under a Washington law that was passed that was passed just prior to the COVID mess breaking out. So it was this bill which gives emergency detention, involuntary detention, and they use the word involuntary detention, folks. It was certified October 25th, 2019, months prior to the official coronavirus outbreak. Now, here's the reality, folks. The plain language of the bill says that this is, it's just involuntary detention. Yet the state is backtracking big time about this meeting. These are unelected bureaucrats. In fact, Ronnie, hang on. I'll get to you in a second. 503-589-1220. Is the Power Buick GMC talking? It's bad enough that the Washington legislature would do this and that Jay Inslee would sign it. It is meant for, as they say, according to the Washington State Department of Health. The spokesman, Ginny Streeter, says it is, quote, meant for people who utilize the state isolation and quarantine facility, wonder where that is, would be those who do not necessarily reside in a specific county, including travelers, as well as people on vessels that have outbreaks on their ships who berth on the Washington coast, and international and interstate travelers who test positive at CPAC or SeaTac airport may also stay at this facility. So what Lars wrote about is this. Northwest governments have done plenty of scary things over the nearly 2 years since COVID first arrived from China. Few are more terrifying as the Washington State Board of Health, not the legislature, folks. Bureaucrats, folks. They're political appointees of a leftist governor. Lars continues, the Washington State Board of Health planning to add COVID to the list of diseases for which it has authority to order law enforcement to forcibly detain and quarantine people. It plans a public hearing this Friday. If approved, Washington Administrative Code 246-100, local health officers, quote, at his or her sole discretion, unquote, can, quote, issue an emergency detention order causing a person or a group of persons to be immediately detained for the purposes of isolation or quarantine, unquote. This is not a new piece of legislation. If it were, your elected representatives would get a vote. The State Board of Health has 10 members. 9 are appointed by Governor Jay Inslee. The fix is in. That means voters can't take action against the board if it grants this draconian authority. But I've found that public pressure works. When a government agency gets enough blowback to a crazy idea like giving bureaucrats the authority to send a sheriff or cops out to arrest you, quarantine you against your will. So, folks, this law is already in place. And the idea that they are trying to poo-poo it and say, well, it's not really what everybody says it is. What do you believe? Them saying, well, it's not that big a deal. I mean, look, this is for people who arrive at SeaTac from international, or, you know, those cruise ships that dock, or interstate travelers. So you fly to change planes at SeaTac, and lo and behold, you have to have a test. And if you, let's say you have a false positive on your test, and you say, look, you know, I have to catch this, my connecting flight to Chicago or wherever, and they go, well, sorry, you have COVID. You're going to have to go with us, sir or ma'am. What do you think about that? It's bureaucrats. It's not even a new law. The law has already been passed. What do you think? Also, there's plenty of other political news, including the BIPOC caucus. Remembers January 6th. Yes, the attack on the Oregon Capitol. Yes, the attack on the U.S. Capitol is now racist. No kidding. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Ronnie. Ronnie, good morning. Where you been?
Brother, I've been gone away for a little bit. You know, I went to California and do some job opportunities, selling, doing work that nobody wants to work, make good money, offloading Christmas trees in the Bay Area, the Sacramento Valley, and the San Joaquin Valley, far south as Modesto. But getting back to the point, what you mentioned there, my brother, I think somebody could challenge it because we're violating the Nuremberg Code Agreement of 1947. If people read that article that Truman signed, and I believe our Senate ratified almost unanimously after the Nuremberg trial, we wouldn't be living through this crap. The whole problem is that we can use right here in Oregon, Oregon Health Authority is an entity, a bunch of bureaucrats that's paid 5 to 6 figures, and they don't look at the whole of the situation. And they disregard our liberties more and more with these states, whether it's Massachusetts, Detroit, or even Washington, Oregon, California. I hate to say it, we're on the slave state mindset of the, Marxists. And the thing is, we got to stand. And this is my warning. I'm going to tell you straight up. Out of all the candidates running for governor, Ms. Drazen, do not get my respects at all. She's going to piggyback on two strong leaders of the House and Senate and say she's going to run for governor? Bull sugar. Straight out. Barbara Streisand. She should not get no support from anybody. Because if she had any care, why did we lose 200,000 people after January 6th? The BIPOC people is a bunch of narrow-minded, opportunistic sellouts, in my opinion. And I'm a minority. And to me, it'd be no different than a black caucus that's following the roads of W. Du Bois, founder of the NAACP, who was a known Marxist sympathizer to Karl Marx, and a Dunnigan school that had a business in the Wilson administration. The same roads is traveling of such narrow-minded and division instead of unity and looking out for the benefit of the constituents, their bosses, that's us. I will give advice to Miss Representative Iverson and Senator Tim Knope. They better grow a damn backbone. They better go through and listen to us. They better give us a message, because we lost 200,000 people since January 6th. Some senators became independents. Senator Boquist, my representative, and Senator Robinson. And let me say this, they're good Americans. And the problem is, if you go to any of our websites, mine is Yamhill County, Coos County, Lincoln County, the rest of the state websites that talks about the Republican Party, it says the big blue word, even the state website, donate. It's time for us to grow a backbone, be like our other fellow Republicans throughout the country, have a message, a game plan, and we may get our people back. But that's the challenge I put out there to every senator leadership, anybody that's in the nonprofits, that's 501c3s and 4s, whether it's Oregon Farm Federation, who I think is doing a great job on calling things out, or even Timber Unity or others. It's time to make a stand. If we want the flop to flip like what we've seen last election and happened in Oregon, it's time for the Republican Party throughout the regions to get off their duff and not do like what they did when we had a petition to repeal that gun law. It's only have a couple people in 6 counties doing the damn work and put some skin in the game. You're either going to be light or get the hell out of the party and become a damn demo Marxist. That's all I have to say, and I'm bringing it hard. I'm bringing it truthfully, and by the hand of the Lord says you cannot serve two masters. And that's my message to all that's listening today. That is a NAV or whatever. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to even do a survey after my meeting this Thursday, and I'm going to get 5 questions, and I'm going to reach out to the olive branch, to the NAVs, the Republicans that haven't voted much, or even some of the independents. And that's how we grow our party, because we stand on our convictions, we use the light of truth, and dispel and rebuke these accusations instead of tucking a 12 and running and appeasing for pieces of silver. Where are the Republicans going to be at this short session? Are they going to do the will of the people? Or are they going to just try to go along to get along and then throw us under the bus like they did last session? No more.
Well, that is the question that we're all going to be looking for. I'm not optimistic. I'm not optimistic. I wish I were. I wish I could be more optimistic and more hopeful that Republican leadership would take a stand, especially on a Washington state-style bill, which my guess is coming quickly.
To Oregon. Through the Oregon Health Authority. Look at the powers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Ronnie, thank you.
God bless you. And grow a backbone, America. Get off your desk.
Grow a backbone. That's right. Indeed. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Ava sent me an email, and it is to Luis Martinez, the lawyer who is helping Valley Roofing with the mural issue. I'll share with you a little bit about it when we get back on the other side. There's lots more to talk about. Don't.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. This email about Valley Roofing is important for a couple of reasons, because you know, talk about keeping the pressure on the bureaucrats. By the way, if you look up the address, they are not in the city limits. They are in the urban growth boundary. Now, here's the question. Does state law allow the city to extend ordinances that normally are only for within the city limits to urban growth boundaries. I'll share with you a little bit more about that, and then we'll take Dwight's call in a moment, 503-582 or 589. Boy. 589-1220. Is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Freedom Heating and Air will make your life better. If you're not very comfortable in this cold winter because, you know, maybe your heating system is not doing its job, you better give them a call. Because one of the things that they have prided themselves on that has built their great business for well over 40 years in the Mid-Valley area is they have emergency services. They make it a point to get out to you as quickly as possible. Many times, as some of our listeners have experienced, faster than the competition. So if you need something fixed, give Freedom Heating and Air a call. 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Check them out on the web. Their website is Freedom Heating and Air, all one word. freedomheatingandair.net. So this is from Avis to Luis Martinez, a great conservative lawyer who is helping the Valley Roofing. Said, I just got word from two senior ladies who wanted to sign the Valley Roofing petition in support. They drove to Valley Roofing and were told the petition is only online. No hard copies in the office to sign. The 87-year-old tried to calmly explain that as a senior, she does not use the internet, nor do any of her friends who plan to drive to Valley Roofing to sign a petition in support. I hope you or someone in this email can help Valley Roofing prepare a hard copy petition so walk-ins can also sign the petition. Even though we're in a modern age, many seniors are active and want to show their support in person the old-fashioned way with common sense made sense. I'm included by CC in this email some of the radio people who may be able to get the word out if a hard copy petition is created. So if any of you know of a hard copy a petition that has been created for Valley Roofing, I would love to hear about it. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let's go to Dwight. Dwight, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
Okay, good. I'll hear myself come back at me, but maybe I need to turn something off here.
Yeah, you need to turn off your radio.
Radio is off. I'll turn the volume down on the phone. Maybe that's better.
All right.
Anyway, I called in a week or two ago and asked, where can I get the statistics on? There's rumors that people are dying after getting the Pfizer booster. And is it true that it's bad for us? And because people are coaxing me to get it, and people are coaxing me not to get it. And so finally, my daughter said, Dad, here's where you get the information you need. Go to the Pfizer inoculations, do more harm than good, at Rumble, RUMBLE.com. So I went there, and at first, I was disappointed because I ended up on a website where a guy was selling pills, and I don't know how I did that. But anyway, I tried again, and I got through, and the statistics are very impressive. They're complex enough that it's hard for me to follow all of it, but they've got the statistics that I was looking for, and it's indeed
dangerous. So what do the statistics talk about? What do the statistics talk about?
Thought I'd call in and let you know. Thank you.
So, all right. Thanks, Dwight. I appreciate it. There's a story that goes along with what Dwight's talking about. It's on the Liberty Daily, and the headline is COVID vaccine death rate 21 times higher than all other vaxes. 21 times higher. Okay, now this is again Principia Scientific International. This is not a anti-vax website, okay? Not at all. The German site, transparencies.de, and they have a link to it. This is what the story says. Has compared the figures for adverse events of COVID mRNA vaccines with other vaccines. The results are nothing less than frightening. Citing the figures in the current safety report of Germany's renowned Paul Ehrlich Institute from December 23rd, 2021, so this last year, here's what they found. In the last 11 months, four times as many suspected adverse reaction reports and four times as many deaths in absolute numbers were reported for COVID vaccines alone than in the last 20 years for the totality of all vaccines used in Germany. Hey, but the TV commercials say it's safe and effective, right? It's 6:30. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. How would you feel if you lived in Washington State and you found out that Washington State already has a law that allows the involuntary detention of anyone for any reason that a bureaucrat, folks, says as their sole discretion, as Lars pointed out, their sole discretion that you are a threat and you must be involuntarily detained in a state isolation and quarantine facility. How would you feel? How would you feel if you lived in Washington State and that was the case? How would you feel? Now, folks, there is no word yet, and I would hope that some enterprising group like from the Washington Policy Center, which is a conservative group that I know, that they would be looking to see if in fact this law has been used. And if it has, can it be challenged under the U.S. Constitution? This thing already exists. Now what's going to happen? Friday, I believe, is that they are going to the bureaucrats who are a commission that are people appointed by a leftist governor are going to decide to expand what already exists, a list of diseases to include COVID. Ronnie had called earlier, and Rich wrote an email about Ronnie's point here. It says, you know, regarding Ron's call, I have no doubt the politicians will let us down again or still. Or another way to say it, I'm already seeing the bottom of the front bumper of the bus, laugh out loud. Would like the part number, laugh out loud. Yes, sad but true. And he also says, this law in Washington State, can we say the fingerprints of Bill Gates? Nah, Bill Gates doesn't have anything to do with Washington legislators, you know, being paid money, a lot of money by his lobbyists, right? No. So Ed, links to sources of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. He says, I looked on KSLM's website and could not find them. I don't think we actually have them on the website, but it's easy to, if you need ivermectin, just go to any of the farm feed stores. I bought mine at Wilco. Coastal and Tractor Supply, and I think others have them locked in a case. You have to ask someone at Wilco. You just walk in, and if there's any left on the shelves, I bought the last one, you just buy it. And then you go up to the counter, and like the gal said to me, she said, wow, this is liquid gold. Because it's expensive. What's your health worth? In a moment, we're going to go to Jess. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And emails, of course, to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Pfeiffer Roofing has this great product called RoofMax, and it could save you a lot of money instead of having to have a new roof put on. That's the beauty of it. It is this soybean-based product. Yes, it's all natural. It gets sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof. It gives it new life. It rejuvenates it. As long as the roof isn't beyond a certain stage. And it's done at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Now, if that intrigues you, why don't you give them a call and they'll come out, they'll climb up on your roof and they'll give you a free estimate. Call them at 503-647-4725. 647-4725. They don't pressure you to, you know, do any of these things. They'll just give you a fair and free assessment of where your roof is. Maybe Roof Max could really help. They've got a great video, by the way, on it at their website, which is pfeifferroofing.com. I'll spell that for you. It's P-F-E-I-F-E-R, pfeifferroofing.com. Roof Max, great product. Go to let's go to Jess. Jess, good morning.
Morning. I know you were having some technical difficulties yesterday.
Yeah,
and
that
I
was me.
Speaking to when I was developing emergency management with Polk County Commissioners back 2000 to 2006. How in the pandemic epidemic section, I lost the argument on trying to prevent them from codifying within their code that people would be forced to be isolated at their home. And they also had a provision in there that you would be forced to have whatever medical procedure done to you. And if you had a gripe, you can take it to a judge afterwards. In 1999-ish area, we solicited then Senator George Mitchell in reference to Title 50 of the United States Code, which talked about using experimental drugs on people and the population at large. And the only person who would know about this would be the, quote, local health authority. We tried to get Mitchell to get rid of that. He was only able to get rid of the federal funding portion of that. And shortly after leaving the Senate, that piece of legislation in Title 50 rolled back where the federal government would be funding those unknown experimental activities on the public. So, yes, this is here. Look up your emergency management plan as per your county or the state. Look at the epidemic and the pandemic section and read up on there on what their activities would be.
So you're saying we already have this in Oregon. You're saying we already have it in Oregon.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you seriously, can you do me a favor? And can you find that and send me the link to it? Because I'm very interested.
Well, it's again, it's in every county's emergency management plan under the epidemics and pandemics section.
Okay, so you, because you referenced Polk County, find Polk County's section that you're describing and email it to me so that I can put this up so others then can use that as a template and go check out their county's plan.
Okay. Well, remember, the way these things work is the cities and the counties develop their plans, and then they're merged with the state plan. All right, so happened in 2000, 2006 in Polk County probably has flux to move and is embodied in the state emergency management plan under epidemics and pandemics section. Everybody can look it up on the web.
Thank you, Jess. I really appreciate it. Folks, I hope that's informative to you because it certainly was to me. We need to communicate this to our friends, again, those persuadables, and to our legislators. Linda writes an email. Is there a government mandate pushing vaccines on all these TV stations? You can't find the channel without enduring another vaccine ad and another vaccine promotion. Repulsive. Pushing for 5 years old. I find myself watching less and less Newsmax and Real America's Voice because of it. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
Hi, Jeff. So this is about the hard copy.
Okay. Are you there? I think we lost Kathy. Yep, we did lose Kathy. Kathy, you'll have to call back in. Let's move on to Art then. Art, good morning. Your thoughts.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, I know all these counties do have plans. It would be interesting if you could get one of our county commissioners to come on and talk about it, Jeff, because there is an emergency plan for all the counties concerning all these kind of situations and stuff. And I don't think it would be city. It would definitely be the county, which would obviously be interesting to us so that we can make sure that we're protected. If you remember when these mandates came out, the county commissioners here in Marion County said, we're not doing it. We're not doing what you say. And they're in charge of our county. So, you know, as we go along, most definitely would be interesting. And
So you bring up another good point, Art, is that the sheriff can tell any bureaucrat or the county commissioners to go pound sand on this kind of a thing. The sheriff has that kind of authority.
Well, the county commissioners are over the sheriff, and so he's going to do what they say.
That is not true. That is not true. The county commissioners cannot tell the sheriff anything. He is an elected official. They have no control over his budget or anything else. Back in a moment.
Okay, well, the county commissioner said they weren't going to follow the mandate. Okay.
That'd be good.
Have a good day. Yeah, have a good
Thank
day,
you.
Jeff.
All right, you too.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes until the top of the hour. You know, this is an important question to ask. You know, based on what Jess said, and Kathy, I'll get to you in a second. Thanks for hanging on. It's an important question to ask all of our governor's candidates, or frankly, any candidate, or you're serving senator or member of the House. How do you stand on involuntary detention of Oregonians for COVID? Or how about lockdown mandates? Brian Boquist put that on in his latest newsletter. You can see excerpts from it at OregonCatalyst.com. Tina Kotek, Betsy Johnson, Nick Kristoff, What do they say about COVID, about mandates, and about vaccines? That's a good question. Now, this is especially important if you look up your county's emergency management plan. And if it allows for these kinds of involuntary detentions or experimental vaccines to be given without your consent, you need to ask them about that, because I will guarantee to you, folks, I served in the Oregon House of Representatives 8 years. I sat on emergency management oversight boards. I never heard of this. I'm telling you, folks, it's a big deal. And you can use what's going on in Washington State as the way to open that conversation. Gail writes an email about Valley Roofing. She says, hello, Jeff. Could the answer of whether Valley Roofing is in the city or not be found in their property tax statement? Not to say that if they are indeed in the city, that would give the city the right to their property. I believe it does not. I have someone did send me a copy of their property tax statement. There is no assessment by the city of Salem on their property tax statement. That tells me they are not in the city limits. They are in the UGB. The question is, by state law, could the city of Salem's quote-unquote art ordinance, does it allow that ordinance to be extended to the UGB, which is beyond the city limits? That's a good question. Maybe Luis Martinez can help us answer that. Folks, got to remind you that Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor who does it right and respects your home, your sanctity of your home. You see, they specialize at Righteous Renovations in bathroom and kitchen remodels. And that can be a nightmare. If you've ever done one and it hasn't turned out well, you know what I mean. If you go to their website, righteousrenovations.com, you can see there's some great before and after pictures of this kind of work that they've done, but also read the comments from so many of their very satisfied customers. righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning again. So I spoke to someone at Valley Roofing last week, and she said that by sending a letter to Salem City Hall at 555 Liberty Street Southeast, 97301, to the attention of Stephanie with a PH, Wile, W-I-L-E. She said that that's the person that they've been dealing with. And she's always been very helpful and pleasant. But I called them specifically asking for a hard copy petition, and they didn't have one. It would be helpful if they did, because sometimes petitions are hard to nail down, to chase down. So, anyway, that's
especially
the information
since
that I got
so many
from
veterans.
Valley Roofing last week.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that, Kathy. But, you know, there's a lot of veterans feel very strongly, and they should. I feel strongly about this. I'm not a veteran, although, as you guys know, I was an embedded broadcaster in combat infantry units in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I know a little bit about what that's like. I know a little bit about living that life and the sacrifice of every veteran and their family that, frankly, is embodied in this mural. And to have the city of Salem try to exert authority over it is stunning to me.
Yeah,
and it's also stunning to me that they need, because these veterans and so many of their families are elderly, they don't use the internet, we ought to have a physical petition. I agree 100%.
I do too. But if you can't find one, that's what Valley Roofing told me.
So they're saying they're not going to do one, but that rather that people should just write a letter and send it to this Stephanie Weil.
She didn't say they weren't going to do one. She just said that when I spoke to her, they didn't have one. I think it'd be great if they did, if they had one right there at the front desk.
I completely agree. They should. If anybody has conversation again with the great folks, the great patriots over at Valley Roofing, why don't you encourage them to do that? Okay? Seriously. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate you taking that effort and doing that. You know, folks, I did come down with a little bit of a flu bug, and it is the flu. It's not COVID. Over the weekend, I'm getting much better, primarily because I'm using ivermectin. But, you know, you're a little bit achy. And I have been using the butter salve from ProBioscience. And, you know, I put it on well over a day ago, and it's still on, and it's still working. Because the pain, especially between my shoulders and in my lower neck, where I've always had trouble, that pain has gone away. I can't tell you how awesome this stuff is. So, you know, if you're looking for natural pain relief and you don't want to use other drugs, why don't you check out ProBioscience, check out their website, specifically the butter salve. That's what it's called, butter salve. It's a great product. It is very strong. It is very, very effective. Go to pro-bioscience.com, bioscience.com. If you buy it online or any of their other great products, like their new sleep formula, which has been helping me sleep also, use the discount code NEW, N-E-W, NEW, and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Dr. Robert Malone, by the way, inventor of mRNA technology, says, it's a Gateway Pundit story, he was on the War Room with Steve Bannon, that there's a possible outbreak in China of an Ebola-like hemorrhagic fever virus or a Marburg virus. And it only has a 50% survival rate in China. How come this stuff just keeps coming from China? Is that just coincidental? I think not. Lots more to talk about. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. Keep praying and standing up and fighting for believing everything you believe in and stand for. See you tomorrow.